Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
We've got to get on with the 163rd edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast, entitled In Memory of Richard Lewis. He passed away this week, and I will forever feel I wish I knew him better. I felt a loss, and deeper than I thought for someone I didn't know well, but he had reached out to me, and I really felt that I should have really spent more time cultivating that relationship, because he was truly one of our, really we lose someone who makes us laugh. And in the midst of all of this, what has been continuous madness, we lose someone who makes us laugh, certainly made me laugh. And really was a shining light out there, a very sweet human being with a lovely soul. And I just watched him last week. If you haven't seen him on Curb, your enthusiasm, if you haven't seen Curb, I don't know what you've been doing, but if you haven't, it was kind of a stunning in retrospect. And the irony of it is pretty off the wall. He had was telling Larry that he was leaving him money in his will, and I'm laughing because the scene was very, very funny, and you just kind of go, wow. Every so often, life and art do that crossover, and you go, this is too much, and it is too much. We don't need to lose a unique comic voice at this point in time. He had retired from stand-up, truly. Yes, that was true, but he was out there and still had a great deal to offer us, and whether he was performing or not. And this is ludicrous, considering all of the idiots we have to listen to on a daily basis. I'm not saying they should die, okay? I'm not. At all. I'm saying they should disappear. Meaning what? Meaning that you wake up and you look in the paper and go, oh, where are they? They're gone. Where'd they go? They didn't tell us. They're an island somewhere, a beautiful island. And since they're so happy there, they won't be talking to us. Those are the voices that continue to yap and yammer and drive us crazy. And Richard's was a voice that really, he took neurosis and turned it into an art form. And he was a fine comic, and he was also a terrific comic actor. And I will miss him. I may not have been close to him, but I will miss him. And my heart goes out to Larry David, who lost a close friend. I know what that's like, and it's not good. And I know it'll be tough on him, and I send him my best, and thank you, Richard, for all you've given us. We can't repay it. And as I do every week, I'd like to catch you up on where I'm going to be performing over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And we begin on March 8th at the Count Basie Center for the Arts in Red Bank, New Jersey. March 9th, we make our way to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts. Munhall, Pennsylvania, coming there on the 10th of March. That's just outside of Pittsburgh at the Center of Homestead Music Hall. On March 21st, we will be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Vets there, which be great to be back there, and great to be back in Boston on the 22nd, where things are going to be happening at the Wilbur Theater. I've never played there. I've played all around it, and most comics do play there, and I'm going to finally be doing a show there myself, and one is coming later. And then you can check that out. I forget what date that one is. March 23rd is Portland, Maine for my new show. I'm going to just for a moment stop and do the Lobster Festival, which I like to do up there. I just go on stage. I eat as many lobster rolls as I can. And then as much lobster as I can, including the delightful lobster Newberg, which is not one of my favorites, but I eat lobster in all forms when I'm in Portland, and rightfully so. And I'll be at the Merrill Auditorium there, finally, in Roanoke, Maine, heading up there, as my friend Peter Costa said, in March. Yes, in March, March 22nd. I will be at the Collier Center. So I look forward to all those dates. We'll be talking about what happened the last time I was in Portland. But we haven't got time for that now because we've got to get on. And it was the week continued into lunacy. And the group in Alabama, meaning the legislature, because I don't think the people of Alabama would agree with it, to decide. In a moment of really a revelation, and divine revelation, we should add, that frozen embryos are children. Frozen embryos are children. Frozen embryos are children. Frozen embryos are children. They are not children. Why? Because they're frozen, all right? Children aren't frozen. Just because the sperm hits the egg, a child, that does not mean it's a child, all right? Maybe after a while, after it does its stuff, yes, okay? After week after week after week. Not after you do it and put it somewhere where you freeze the embryo so that you can do this thing called intravenous fertilization. And now they got to march back on it because they realized, oh, we just didn't understand that. When will men just kind of climb out of the uterus, okay? All right? They you know, these are, it's just, it defies description, it defies logic that nobody there just went, you know, excuse me for a minute, but, you know, we got to work this out. You know, what are you kidding me? Frozen embryos are children. Well, what happens when you defrost them, huh? And where do you defrost them? Huh? In your microwave? Is there a button next to the popcorn that says frozen embryos? 6 minutes? Come on. You know? And I don't take this shit lightly. This is ludicrous. I've had friends who had to go through this procedure. Yeah, it's rough. And to fuck around with that and to put people into this position of like, but this is what we know. You don't know. You don't know shit if you think that a frozen embryo is a child. Then you've redefined childhood, all right? Idiots. Just fucking idiots. And I'm sick of it, all right? We lose Richard Lewis, but some idiot is speaking, okay? A bunch of them. And this was, of course, upheld by the geniuses on the Alabama Supreme Court, where Chief Justice Thomas Parker declared, and I have to read this shit. I have to read more and more of it because it's tons and tons of stuff. He declared that the people of Alabama have adopted the theologically based view that life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God. It's a legal issue, schmuck, right? It's a legal issue, all right? Up to a certain point, you can't put your, you cannot be talking about this, okay? And you certainly, even, I mean, you, it, then you are making a decision based on your, on religion, seriously? It's, there's a separation of church and state, Chief Justice Thomas Parker, so zip it, okay? Come up with another reason. That the people of Alabama have adopted the logically based view that life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God. I can't even, you can go through this sentence, diagram it, if you remember how to do that. Logically based view. It's not logically based if you're telling me that they believe in this, whatever they think that is out there, that spirit. That's not logical, okay? Because that's called faith, and that takes a bit of a leap of it. That's why it's called a leap of faith. Get out of it, all right? Just get out of the Bible and deal with the reality we're doing on earth, especially in this country, where that's bullshit. And before we leave the what I can only call the ravings of Chief Justice Thomas Parker, and the fact that we still have to listen to him. But apparently he gets messages from God, and God decided to bring Richard Lewis back, I hope, for some advice. I'd like to play for you from the Carnegie Hall performance. After I talked about Terry Schiavo, I talked about frozen embryos. I didn't remember this. Ed on Twitter reminded me, and I really appreciated that. And so we'll play it for you now.
That's the question. It's the most important question we have. What is dead? What is alive? That's, you can take all the other shit we're dealing with, including all the problems, and throw them out the fucking window. Because that's the basic question. And we fucking refuse to deal with it. And I'm sick of it. We have to argue it every fucking day. There's an argument that takes place about it. We'll fucking figure it out. And I don't care if it means to bring the whole country to a halt and we all go to homeroom again by alphabetical fucking order. And you sit down and you fucking discuss it. Because this is bullshit. Or you assign a whole group of people from all walks of life and you send them off to tell us what's dead or alive. And if they don't figure it out, we're gonna kill them. You better fuck figure it out. Because I don't want to be standing on stage bombing for 10 minutes and have some son of a bitch doctor stand up and go, "So, look, he's dead! He's dead!" I will tell you something I know. Frozen embryos? Guess what? They're not alive! At all! They're frozen! They're frozen! They're frozen! They're frozen. They're frozen. They are frozen. They're frozen. It's not a question. It's not up for fucking discussion. You don't allow that fucking idiot in the White House to say, "Whoa, no, they're not alive, asshole." You can defrost one like a mini pizza. It's still not alive. It has the potential for life. That's what it has. But otherwise, it's a mini pizza. If frozen embryos are alive, we should assign National Guard troops to go to every grocery store and stand in front of the frozen foods, screaming, "Back off! Back off! The clam strips could come back to life." Ooh. I saw a blue sky in my head for a minute. And I almost laid down in the grass. But I'm back. It's amazing, though, when you shout a lot, boy. Wow, okay.
Meanwhile, we continue to have a border crisis, and both candidates, the Ghost of Christmas Past and the $500 million man, went on down to the border to make their says, to show their care. You know, it's just the $500 million man didn't want them to sign the bill, to vote on the bill which he wanted and which they wanted, which everybody wanted. And he stopped it so he could win an election. And as a result, when they ask on the pollers who's better on the border, it's him. I mean, if he stopped this, how? And I'll tell you how, because they could hear him talking down there about was spewing some stuff that was just too much. And I will not repeat about the poison. It's probably not the word he used, but I'm not repeating what he said down there. And then I'm not repeating what the Ghost of Christmas Past said, because I can't hear him. Okay? And and he can't make the point. You know, he cannot, and the minions of the Democratic Party cannot come back at this. They find no way to express it. They can't on a daily basis send out people with marching orders to go, nope, this is bullshit. No, they can't seem to do it. They seem to be incapable of speaking English. And yet they find that people don't have any trouble hearing the $500 million man speaking. I don't get it. I will not understand it. I don't know why they can't, the Democrats can't do it. And I don't, because certain things have to be done. You know, okay? Don't fucking, or you're a liberal. All right? Something has to be done at the border. I would do different things, but I don't care. This needs to be done because we're not dealing with it properly in terms of the rest of the country. So we got to deal with it. And the Ukraine needs funding. Okay? And they got, apparently, they were able to, it just kind of slipped by me that they were able to come up with a reasonable way in which we're not going to shut down the government, but you're not going to back the Ukrainians. Do you look at a map? Do the people who were saying that we shouldn't back the Ukraine, could they pick it out on a map? No. And is Ukraine vital to Europe? Yes. Is Ukraine vital to us? Yes. Okay. Pay the fuck attention. So don't tell me, oh, you're a liberal, could you wanna, uh-uh. It's because I've learned history. And people seem to have, it's drifted away. I talked to a friend of mine who teaches at Harvard, and he said that kids didn't seem to know. When asked what side was Italy on during World War II, they didn't know. They didn't know. That's at Harvard, they didn't know. Something's desperately wrong out there in terms of education, all right? And certainly Congress, they should wander on in. There should be somebody there teaching those fucks history, because they certainly are missing the point. And meanwhile, whatever has happened in Gaza is beyond human description. And Gaza and Israel, whatever is happening there, it just boggles the mind, and that they can't we're gonna drop food there, okay? And I can't even talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. But how come you can't? Because I don't want to hear the blowback. I've got my own opinions about it, and I don't want to listen to what people have to say about it. All right? Because this has, whatever I think has no fucking effect, nor do the rest of what we all think have any fucking effect. These idiots play their games and do their stunts and fucking wander through our lives through every possible way on the phone, on the goddamn screen, one screen after another. And we have as much, the only thing that we could affect is taking a hammer and breaking the screen when shit is on. Okay, That was a delightful. Do you feel the joy? Well, here's the joy. Okay. That's right. Baseball season has started, and I have some joy and hope, really, that that things are going to go the Orioles' way. But we'll see. It just makes me happy that baseball is back. I look forward to it. It's something that will lift my spirits out of what is just a continuous loop of nonsense and bullshit and hoo-ha. And so I really can't wait. My friends who were fans of the New York Yankees are now sound like I did a few years ago. Well, I got a team, but I don't know if they're going to coalesce. We've got, an incredible group of starters returning. I just hope that we bought a great pitcher. And I know all of this really fascinates you because I'm sure you're going, oh, yes, I can't wait. Well, and the other big news is just around the corner is my favorite sporting event of the year, the NCAA, the March Madness, as they call it. It's not madness. It's March. Tears, weeping. It makes me weep with happiness. I'll watch every game I possibly can. I will probably not get things done. And when you go, gee, I wonder why the rantcast was so short this week, because there's 16 games that day, okay? And I'm going to try to watch them all. And I just think it's going to, and I think it's going to be possibly, last year's was good, I think this will be better, because the level of parity is just stunning. And so I'm going to wrap it up, okay? Because I've got, there's golf on. So that's where I'm at. The principal of a California elementary school is on leave after she allegedly used her fingers to pretend to shoot students during an active shooter drill. Where do these people come from? And shouldn't we do some sort of a psychological test of all of us to see if we really have came through COVID? I didn't, and I still didn't. I mean, the pandemic. I didn't have COVID. I didn't have COVID. I didn't have COVID. But coming through that pandemic took a toll on me, and I can guarantee you the way things are going around the country, they fucking don't seem to act or realize the effect that it had. I mean that. And I think it affected, you know, about 75% of the American people. And I'm saying that based on my own pollings, but it's true. The parents said that Washington Elementary principal Nina Denson roamed the campus during the lockdown and told at least one of the students, boom, you're dead. The school district said the drill does not appear to have been in line with district protocols or best practices. I would say it's not. I would say doing these active shooter drills is not good for these kids, and having a principal wandering around pretending to be shooting a fake gun at kids is, I don't even know how that person, I don't know how this happens, except that we lost, maybe she was just recently hired and wasn't equipped to do it. I don't know, but obviously she's not equipped and she's on leave. She needs more than leave. She needs a psychiatric evaluation, as do most of us. I certainly do. But I have this to make me happy. Before I go, I hope you enjoy today's rants. We're getting really great ones. Let me just remind you, please send, if I come to your town and you're going to be at the show, send in your rant. I will try to read those that are from the city that I'm in or in the environs, and or someone who's talking about it, and I will try to get it out there. And I hope at some point to do, by surprise at some point, you'll know it's coming. Another live rant is due. My show will be shorter. That'll piss people off. They'll say, you're doing it. But I want to get one out there to you. I was doing a longer set, and I want to continue to do a longer set, but I do want to do one of these rant is due before it's done. And also, keep an eye out on the website, And or if you want to know where I'm coming up in the summer, I'm going to be doing some shows. And then in the fall and the into the winter, I will be doing some and wrapping things up. But there's shows coming. You haven't seen the schedule yet. For those of you who are out there going, how come you're not coming to Cheche? Well, there's a possibility I'll be coming to Cheche. And so take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And goodbye, Mr. Lewis. Thank you for the gifts you gave us.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If you have something that you want to, you know, if there's something about Chesterfield that just drives you nuts, if there's something you want to get off your chest, about anything, about fucking any, I had somebody who went on literally for two pages about, he bought peanut butter and he wanted smooth and it was crunchy. And he snapped, just fucking snapped, lost his fucking mind. You'd think a paragraph would be enough, but he just went on and on and on. So I'll read you two, three actually, that's, this one is from Chip Miller. Pergolas are the most useless structures in existence. This is, in all of, and I've been doing this about 8 years, not once has anybody been irritated by a pergola. They don't solve anything. Rain, wind, snow, hail, or fucking sunburn. Yet, There they sit, right there in that happy little place in your backyard, fucking laughing at you for spending a shitload of money on the broken condom of curb appeal. That's why I love reading these. Because every time I get one out of three, somebody comes up with, holy fuck, broken condom of curb appeal. Pergolas are what happened when the builders of Stonehenge looked around at each other and said, fuck it, these stones are too heavy. What else can we do? That's from Chip Miller, thank you. And then this is from Sandy McReynolds. I'm not mad at God. He made the universe out of nothing, so he didn't have much of a clue how to do anything. What I'm mad at is the folks who think his design was intelligent. Hell, I could have designed a better universe back when I was in college. And you know how stupid college kids are. Now, having circled the sun 81 times, I can do much better. For instance, sex. Why didn't God design us so we'd have great sex and have the energy for it once we had studied and practiced it for 60 years? Any decent deity would design a universe where time went backwards. But then we'd all start up as zombies climbing out of our graves and end up crawling back into our mother's nether regions. Which would also prove Freud right. Thank you, Sandy. Wow. Wowie wow. There, it doesn't stop. I shouldn't have said your name, Sandy. They'll come and they'll take books away from you. Thank you. Even if you weren't laughing at this and somebody was tickling you, I don't give a shit. Every so often, somebody cuts right to the fucking point. Ha, 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 ha. And this is from Mitchell Elliott. Will you officiate my wedding this September? No, I officiate duels. So if you two decide by September that you want to have a shootout, I'll be there. Mitchell, I am the last fucking person you want officiating a goddamn wedding. What are you, insane? Can you imagine? God, I'd do an hour and a half. And I don't think you can pay me enough. God damn it, that is funny. Who the fuck would want, what the fuck? But thanks for asking, Mitchell. The first one comes from Amber Gonzalez, and this is for the Springfield show. Lewis, yep, I know you're here. It's not. Lewis, welcome to Southwest Missouri, where the liquor stores and drug dealers barely outnumber the various churches. And the church-going people are who my beef is with today. Oh, boy. Before any religious audience members start clutching their Sunday pearls, keep in mind I was raised in a Christian church and regularly attend a Catholic church now, thanks to my husband. The same fucking twerps that are talking about save the babies pro-life bullshit do not give a fuck about migrant children. They scoff at homeless people and say they are ruining our towns. But when I try to offer solutions to help said homeless people, I quickly get asked if I'm a socialist. or worse, a Democrat. I'm, I happen to be, I believe in socialism since I was a kid. I'm kind of a socialist. There are 12 of us. Okay? We don't have a softball team. We barely have enough for volleyball. Got it? For those of you, if there's anybody out there who's panicked by socialism coming to our country, don't worry. Don't fuck worry. It's not going to happen. We're like my parents, we're too lazy. Is it merely wanting to help people makes me some kind of horrid creature with opposing views? I thought that was the fucking point of said religion. You know the lines, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and fucking welcome the stranger in need. These same churchgoers are single-issue voters, meaning they only vote Republican or only vote pro-life. They aren't paying attention to the other things those politicians want, and in Missouri, it tends to be stupid shit, like abolishing Social Security. Have fun when your in-laws are forced to move in with you. Are they really trying to abolish Social Security here? Okay, both of you can't be right. Got it? And you have just defined the problem with America. Are they? Yes. No. One of you is fucking wrong. Okay? We can't continue to live in two fucking realities. And I'll save that for later. Son of a bitch. Happens every night I ask a question of an audience about anything. Half the audience, yeah, well, harp, and the other one's going, burp, 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 burp. The fuck? Or abolishing abortion, enjoy losing your daughter to a complication of pregnancy, or the latest shit on the Missouri agenda, which I love, I read about this today, fucking dueling. Did you know that? Did you know that was going on in your house or whatever the fuck, wherever they meet? They fucking are gonna, they did it as a kind of like to make sure the people, you don't, if you've got to bring up that kind of thing in order to get people to treat each other right, then you've lost. That's it, dueling? Ah, fucking, I hope it passes. Yeah, you know what? You can get, you, do you realize, do you have any idea, you won't need Social Security in this state when you fucking start pumping pay-per-views of fucking people in the representatives in Missouri shooting each other. I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you. God, people will be pumping money your way. And if you could make it a live event, whoo. Yes, dueling. What?
How do you think we're going to flood our schools?
That's, you won't have to, because they don't have to read anymore. I'm doing the best I can. Dueling, a.k.a. walking five paces, and the first to shoot the other fucker wins. I guess stupid problems require stupid solutions. Meanwhile, Missouri turned away federal money to feed school kids over summer break. Perfect. That happened. And what they, and, or, well, I don't understand why they didn't take the federal money and eat in front of the kids. So much, they took federal money, I'm repeating this, to feed school kids over the summer break, so much for pro-life. The Republican Party isn't your friend. They are friends of the billionaires determined to keep the drooling Neanderthal men in power and squashing the rights and power of intelligent women. And as a mom of an intelligent 8-year-old girl, as painfully as possible, I say, go fuck yourself. I wouldn't tell a lot of people outside of this area what you just applauded. When they find out what's going on in this town, You guys are fucked. I've been through Missouri. I read about Missouri. They're fucking, they're voting on dueling. Don't think they won't come for you. You won't even have to be Jewish. God, that made my day. That made my whole evening. Keep your religion out of politics. Keep your racist beliefs away from kids. And if you have nothing more to say than Trump, guns, and babies, shut the hell up. Us quieter people are tired of your repetition of a madman's unhinged ramblings. Oh, and this is my favorite. This is actually why I read it. Hi, Mom and Sis. Thanks for going to my favorite comedian show while I stay home and care for my feral children. I'd like to thank Amber Gonzalez for that. And, okay. And this is from Kieran Richardson, who's written in a ton of stuff, and this is this was something I really enjoyed. It's in a kind of a good one to read after that, which because I know some of you are out there going, "Well, I'd come here to hear that shit, that bullshit." Why is that considered funny? It's not. That's one of the delights of coming to see a comic who a lot of the times isn't fucking funny. I don't know when I've been so angry and so proud of the boy at the same time. It's his son he's talking about. For a month, the boy and his smarty pants wife absconded with our fresh new granddaughter to the beaches of Cabo, Mexico. He's on paternity leave. She's working remotely. He turned it into a month-long surf vacation. I don't know what she sees in him. They say mental illness can manifest in many ways. They sent a video of 5-month-old lying on her back and wiggling with her entire body to blow air past her lips and tongue to make the loudest fart noises you've ever heard. God damn it. What's the matter with that boy teaching his daughter how to make disgusting noises? I wanted to be the one who taught her that. Farts are the purview of grandpas and uncles. Now that I'm a card-carrying member of the AARP, I'm entitled to start my second childhood, wearing socks with sandals, yelling at the neighborhood children for fun. My son is supposed to be the adult. They're not supposed to raise the kind of kid who will make fart noises in class. That's my fucking job. But I gotta say, that kid puts everything from her toes to her eyebrows into those farts. That leg kicking and squirming is the pride of workmanship that is missing in most of America today. When the wife saw the video, she screamed, "Our granddaughter is gifted. Check your phone. Check your phone." She's right. That baby can't crawl. That baby can't eat solid food. But she can put her whole soul into mimicking the sound of escaping gas. In 18 years, she can just put this video on her application to Harvard. No need for a safety school. The wife says the baby won't remember this. Remember when the boy did that stupid accent for a few years? It'll pass. I say bullshit. In her reptile brain, there will always be a memory of making people laugh. Every time she makes noises with her lips, part of her will remember this gift she brought to the world at just 5 months. You better believe she's going to be the kind of girl who thinks farts are funny. And I couldn't be more proud. Thank you, Kieran. I'm going to read you now. It's kind of those of you who are a little traumatized by what I just told you. From a gentleman who I believe is here this evening, Bryce Smith. And at least he claims he was. He says, "I'll be at your Omaha show." And I have some independent research I'd like to share. I've been a ravenous consumer of the corn and corn-related dishes for the better part of 30 years. That's why I read this stuff, okay? All right? Because God in heaven, really, you're going to worry about the benefits of slavery when somebody has been obsessed about corn for fucking 30 years? You know the kind of energy it takes to go, fuck, I need some more corn today. This is really one. I've been a ravenous consumer of the corn and corn-related dishes for the better part of 30 years, so I believe my input is grounded in science. Nebraska sweet corn is an all-around inferior product when compared to Iowa sweet corn. Oh, boy, you didn't leave the house this evening thinking, God damn it, I'm going to root for fucking Nebraska corn. Oh, boy, hang on to your hats then. Nebraska's failure of a cob tastes like broken dreams and buttholes. It smells like wet garbage, or as the Nebraskans would call it, Cornhusker football. God, that's wonderful. Iowa corn has been blessed by the collective pantheon for its naturally occurring sucrose and vibrant coloring. It's pleasant to all senses. Who the fuck thinks of this shit? It doesn't even need butter to eat. It doesn't need butter! Nebraska sweet corn color is more akin to the teeth on, well, a farmer from Nebraska. The only way I've been able to consume the excessively dry kernels from this hominy Frankenstein fuck cob is by drenching it in bacon fat and ranch dressing. The only good thing Nebraska sweet corn is good for is feeding to the hogs. Is feeding to the hogs, Holt County residents, and hucking into the pit of despair that is Carhenge. Sincerely, a farmer from Iowa. Thank you, Bryce. I think you should make your way to the door now. This is, I don't know, but please, where's he at? And then the show ended. God, Lewis's show was really good until they killed the farmer from Iowa. What did he do? What was it about? Well, he really didn't like Nebraska corn, and we as an audience didn't really know we had an affection for it until that son of a bitch got us right. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.